Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast, where we explore the pressing issues and transformative ideas shaping the future of education. I'm your host, Kevin Hogan, and today we have the privilege of diving into what is probably the most crucial topic for students as we emerge from the pandemic, and we look at the ways schools teach and learn. It's about the future of social-emotional learning, or SEL. Joining me is Sani Thadani. He's the CEO of Robin, a company that provides a social and emotional learning solution that uses technology to connect students and teachers with world-class mental health coaches, in addition to evidence-based curricula, to build the skills necessary to thrive when faced with life's challenges. One interesting aspect to the Robin solution leads with extending resources to frontline members of the school community first. This includes bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and sanitation staff. Their research has shown, especially in the past 3 years, that mental wellness coaching for this population significantly boosts outcomes in violence and self-harm prevention and is most effective in combating the great loneliness epidemic currently plaguing kids and adults alike. Have a listen. Okay, Sani, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Gavin. I'm so excited to be here with you.
You know, the topic du jour here is one that has been really at the top of the list of many of the topics that I've been covering during the pandemic. Social-emotional learning was a phrase that has always been around in my experience for a long time, but it was always very kind of theoretical, right? I mean, it was always kind of always felt a little fuzzy to me to like, how are you applying social emotional learning in the classroom in the real world day to day? We get March 2020. We all suffer through this tremendous group trauma. And now it seems that there's an understanding that social emotional learning is front and center for before you can do anything else. Maybe we can start up and you could talk a little bit about the history of your experience with social emotional learning. I know it goes further back, and talk maybe about some of the differences and how it has evolved or even ascended during the last 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that, Kevin. And for me, you know, what's unique, I did not come from a background in mental health or in education. So a lot of this is newer to me. I've experienced my own set of challenges in my life, like we all do. And that brought me to the seat I'm in today, quite frankly. A lot of inspiration from people like my mother and family and an individual named Mark Barden, who is a co-founder of a nonprofit out of Connecticut called Sandy Hook Promise, unfortunately known for the tragic shooting 10 plus years ago. He lost his son that day. And as a volunteer, a Promise leader, and now a board member, I've learned so much about mental health through them and the support that they do for their schools. And as I talk to educators and principals and superintendents and students, I think the idea and concept of SEL has been here for decades, right? And it's shown itself in different ways. You know, for me as a high school student in the 1990s, this was not front and center at all. Quite frankly, I don't remember a thing about social emotional learning. I remember my guidance counselor, who was wonderful, helping me with college applications. And maybe if I needed someone to talk, but again, I don't remember that being a thing. Nowadays, it is front and center, but it does take different shapes and sizes. I think post March 2020, it is on everybody's mind. And I think everybody knows how important it is and how to that we need to address it. But I'm not sure everybody knows on how to address it just yet. And I think there are some unbelievable foundations and nonprofits and companies trying to solve this problem, including Robin, and doing a heck of a job across the board. But I still think we're learning. And the reason I think that we're still learning, as I mentioned earlier, I live in New York City. And New York City is a very big city, one of the biggest in the world. And even in my backyard, in a 1 mile square radius, the needs from schools within the Bronx, within Manhattan, within Queens, are so different. And that's because communities are facing different challenges. And I think this is one of the things about social emotional learning that we're trying to think about is how do we make it targeted, impactful, measurable for the communities that we're in today? And that's a challenge because in a certain community, it could look very different because of the trauma they recently faced. Or maybe in another district, they haven't received the trauma, they are going through a different type of challenge in their school community life. And something that we do at Robin around SEL and mental well-being is listen. Let's not sell or service a school and sell them something, quote unquote, off the shelf until we listen to see what's happening in their district, to see if we have the right solution for them. And I think that's one thing, you know, I encourage everybody to listen and learn around what is happening in these different school districts around the country.
Well, maybe you could get a little bit into the nitty gritty of the solution that you're offering to schools. I mean, how does it manifest itself in the kind of the day-to-day existence for teachers, administrators? One thing I found interesting in reading up on Robin is your focus on frontline workers, so that it's really kind of not just the teacher, but it's everybody who is encountering a kid during the course of a school day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it didn't dawn on me at first. You know, we started putting together our product for the students and wanted to address that. I'm a father of three myself, right? I think about my kids and